Everything you could ever want in a partner.
Oh.
Gorgeous, kind, successful.
Oh, nice.
And single.
Oh.
But that last part might actually be a red flag.
Yeah.
Because as much as one person in this room wants to argue, when you find that combination in someone over 30 years old, this thought has to at least creep into your head. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You can hear our sultry voices.
Oh, wow.
But do you want to look, do you want to see what Tommy is wearing to go fishing in an Irish bay today? Look on the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. It is our live stream. Like, I mean, what are you doing?
What's wrong with what I got on?
You know what he kind of looks like?
Van Morrison at a baptism?
I think with his outfit combined with the headphones that he has, he looks like he's the sound guy on the set of an adult film in the 70s.
You guys make good money.
You're right, he's an extra in Boogie Nights. You're skinnier Philip Seymour Hoffman.
How do you know that?
What?
About porn.
I said, you look like a sound guy on the set of an adult film.
You should not know that as a young lady.
I am appalled. As a sound man on an adult film, I cannot believe. All of that brought to you by good friends at Three Heads Brewing. If you need something for this weekend, and we're all going to need it,
yes,
Three Heads Brewing is your place to be. I was hanging out with a buddy I grew up with last weekend.
Yeah.
It was like a surprise thing. Very cool. And out of nowhere, he goes, oh, I got to show you something. So he pulls out his phone and he pulls up Instagram.
Yeah.
And there's this girl we both went to middle school with. And we've both known her since we were like 11.
All right.
And this girl, everyone's dream girl.
Dang.
And always has been from since knowing her.
So she maintained.
Oh, okay. So like, let's put it this way. Gorgeous. Yeah. All the way through. Now, then, gorgeous, great person. Very kind, very smart, very successful, very funny. Like everything you can think of, this woman is.
Perfect.
And she stayed that way now into her late 30s. So he pulls up her Instagram because that's not a totally creepy thing to do.
Yep.
And he shows me, he goes, look, she's single. She had put up some post about, you know, back on a journey, blah, blah, blah. She got divorced a couple of years ago, and she's been on the market for a little while, and she still looks gorgeous.
Wow.
Gorgeous. So my buddy's single. And I tell him, I go, hey, man, if you're going to do it, now's the time. Go make your move. I'll slide in them DMs, which I don't know if I'm too old to say.
But, I got you.
But I said it.
I enjoyed it.
And he's like, nah.
Why?
He goes, well, she's gorgeous. She's single. She's over 30. It means she's nuts.
Well, there's a few flags there.
So I told you this story the other day because he said it. And I go, okay, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And I came in here and I told you guys this story in the commercial break. And you go,
yeah, there's some flags
there. Same reaction you just had.
Yep. All of those things check out for you. Because if she wasn't crazy, some guy would have locked that down the second she hit the free market.
Would have wifed it up.
And as we have this discussion, someone else in the room
went
off like a car alarm.
Who did
but
that?
I think the story that you're telling is a perfect description of why this woman is single. Because if she's as perfect as you describe her to be, maybe a lot of guys don't approach her.
Oh, is that it? They're too intimidated?
You just said your buddy didn't even want to reach out, didn't even want to try.
Well, it's because he assumed she's crazy.
Well, is it that or is he too scared to talk to her?
Oh, see what's happening here?
I'm asking. I'm asking. I don't know your buddy. I'm simply asking a question.
No, to be fair, I don't know. I do not know. But here's the debate.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy.
Yeah.
You are the only one in this room that has been single as an older person, over 30.
Yeah.
Did you find that women who were the best catches, what you thought up front, also had some kind of crazy baggage attached to them?
Some did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You met one of them.
Oh, yeah.
She's crazy. Quite beautiful.
Gorgeous, even.
Oh.
Yeah.
But nuts.
Completely nuts.
Yes.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What about her was crazy?
Where do you want to start?
I'm curious.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the statute of limitations are up at this point.
I guess my question is, what would your definition of crazy be?
Okay, so I'm coming home from the club, and I get a text.
Comedy club. He was not out discoing, despite the outfit.
Comedy club. And she said, hey, what are the codes to your to get into your house?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? She goes, oh, don't worry, I'm already in.
Yeah, it's a massive
and record. We already stopped seeing each other.
So you weren't even like together at that point.
Right. Yeah. And she was in there feeding my dog peanuts.
Oh.
Yes. Sitting on the couch. Like, I thought we were all, how, why are you? And then she left.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A little bit.
No, that's a lot of crazy.
There is other stuff.
Sure, I get it. I get it.
But that was one of the tamer things.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Kimmy, I don't mean to make this a female thing. I don't, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's the only example we have. Because despite you fighting hard over there for womankind, which I can respect, sticking with your people, let's flip the script. Kimmy, 36-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Very good looking.
Yeah.
Great job, makes good money, and he's single.
Yeah.
You aren't walking into that situation thinking something has to be wrong beneath the surface with this guy.
Oh, I probably have my assumptions.
Okay, so what are you yelling at us for?
But it's not so much that he's crazy. It's more of he probably just doesn't want a commitment. I would think like that guy likes being single. He enjoys his independence to this point. I would think he doesn't want to settle down, and that's why he's still single.
So that's a thought you have with the woman we're discussing as well.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that people, especially in their 30s, they have a routine. They enjoy their independence.
Okay.
And maybe they don't want somebody coming in and messing it all up.
But we're charming and fun, and we add to your lives.
Yeah.
We don't subtract, mess up anything.
We bring.
Yeah.
We give.
Yeah. Look at us. Look at all the giving.
Yeah.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Friend of mine, go way back, middle school together. Ran into him last weekend, and he shows me. He goes, oh, you gotta see this girl we knew since we were 11 years old. She's always been gorgeous, kind, like the catch, perfect catch. She's single again.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her late 30s. She looks exactly the same, like dream woman. And my buddy is single. And I go, bro, now's your chance.
Yeah.
Get all up in there. And he's like, nah, man, she's over 30. She's single. She's beautiful. She's got to be crazy. And I didn't disagree with him. And I brought this in, and you didn't disagree with him.
No.
And we started having this discussion, and Kimmy flipped out.
And you can kind of see it in their profile a little bit, even when you're creeping around.
Do you, know what I mean?
Do you realize what you just said?
Hey, I understand.
When I'm creeping around, I see the crazy.
When you're creeping around, you'll see, like, she's beautiful, uh-huh. and she's, you know, but there's also, like, there'll be a, like, her favorite Bible verse will be in there.
Oh, I don't think religious makes
but
you crazy.
But there'll also be a skanky picture of her with
God's sakes,
down in Myrtle Beach.
I'm out now. We were together. Yep. We were together.
There's kind of a mixed
okay, that's
message
not, okay,
in
that
there.
You're just describing somebody that isn't your type. You don't.
But you're kind of, I don't know what to think here because like.
That
kinda,
could be a plus for some people.
I get it. An easy Christian, I guess is what I'm calling
Oh them. My God, Jinx.
That's what God would say.
What are you doing?
This
no,
not
that's
what I,
not what I'm saying.
No,
this man does not represent me.
When I look at the profile and I see mixed messages, I go, she's kind of all over.
Tommy Mulay at WCMF.com. I don't feel like dealing with emails today. All right, let me ask you a question.
Like if you looked at a guy and he was into NASCAR and poetry, they don't match up.
Boy, that would be unique. That's a renaissance.
That's not unique.
Man.
That's a nut.
What are you talking about?
I don't want to read his goddamn poetry.
Okay, so I pulled up her Instagram account just to get a gauge. Here.
Favorite Bible verse.
What did you just say?
Favorite Bible verse.
Look at what God did. He smited your mouth. Much like I did to your mom. So I'm looking through her stuff. I'm not seeing Bible verses. I do see a lot of pictures of her dog.
Okay.
Is that a red flag?
Is she a dog mom?
She must be.
Does she identify as dog mom?
No. Does not say dog mom anywhere in her Instagram profile. Kimmy, lots of pictures of her dog.
That's cute.
What would be scary about that for a dude?
I'm asking if it's a red flag. That's
I mean,
all.
I'm not attracted to her, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, you haven't seen a picture of her. All I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I don't see that as an issue, but
okay,
guess I'm not. Like, that would be a plus for me if that was a guy and all he had pictures of was his dog.
Yeah, let me get rid of this so nobody on the camera. Mm. I accidentally. No, I'm not saying it is a red flag. I'm going through her Instagram because Tommy had said, you know, there were things you could see on social media. That's really all that stands out. So that's not a red flag to anybody here.
A pet, no.
Not for me.
All right. Lots of pictures, though. Lots of them.
Okay, but that's like everybody loves dogs. Everybody kind of likes cats.
Oh, so cat would bother you?
No. But if you go below cat, like if she has a favorite pet that's not the standards, that might be a flag.
Can you give me an example of a pet that
iguana.
A woman with an iguana, that would be a red flag.
Wouldn't that creep you out, man? Like she's like lizard woman.
But if she looked like that? No, I could.
Hot chick, iguana.
I could look past an iguana.
What
for,
if she is snake lady?
Okay.
She got a snake.
Yeah, if she's kind and beautiful, I could look past a snake.
Could you deal with her being snake lady?
Yeah, I think so. Because,
like, if you go to the house, you're going to have to hold a snake.
Fine. Oh, she's going to have to, too. Come on, people! Am I right? High five.
Let me ask you this, because the way you describe this woman is like you said dream woman.
Like, if you were to design a woman, a single woman in her 30s, yeah, go ahead.
Can you think of a guy around the same age who would be an equal to her?
Like, that I know?
Yes.
I don't think we know anybody attractive.
No, there's no what handsome single guys.
I don't think we know anybody doable.
Is that part of the problem here?
You don't know any doable guys?
No, for women to do, not me do. Chick do.
You do?
You do.
Okay,
that
so
you can't think of a single person that would match up with her on an equal level.
It's hard to find attractive men.
Career wise.
Pat and I look.
Maybe that's another reason why she's single.
Well, right. No, but again, like that doesn't really register in most relationships. Like my wife is far more attractive than I am. Tommy's wife is far more attractive than he is. Your husband, far more attractive than you are.
But when the pool's smaller at that age, it could be tougher to meet somebody that you are on the same, you know, level as.
Okay, I will say this, as you age, everybody falls into this negative category. Because you just carry more baggage with you at that point.
Okay.
If you're young and at 30, you're not that old. You know, you're 50, 60 years old and you're on your second or third lap. You got some baggage. That's going to be a flag.
Like, I have single friends that just assume at this point in their lives they're going to meet somebody who's already been married.
Okay. But I'm not saying that's a red flag. I'm not saying that's a red flag.
No, I'm not either. That's, but like.
It has a potential for more flaggage.
Okay. Flaggage.
Mm-hmm. As we call it.
252 WCMF, the hypothesis, if she's over 30, gorgeous and single, she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy and I were kind of like, Kimmy and I was like, oh, Kimmy herself, how dare you? And then I go, what if it was a guy? She goes,
yes.
252 WCMF, you said talking, Kimmy, about like, you know, being single, trying to meet somebody at an older age. I know that guy. Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a few days. I believe there are women that are just, I don't know if hot, so attractive that they're, like for me, I'm not the greatest talker when it comes to talking to women.
Ben, come on. And
this
Ben.
Call proves it.
I know, but like, there's this one girl I know that I am terrified to go talk to her because I know she's way out of my league. And I've had opportunities
she walks
to
upright.
Talk to her. Yeah, exactly. No. When it comes to somebody like that attractive, it can be scary to go talk to them.
All right, Ben, let me ask you a question. Because you have shared with us that you are now in the midst of trying to meet someone new. How old are you, buddy?
40.
40 years old.
Hey, you just went go-karting.
That's just it. You revealed to us that you were taking a woman on a first date to the go-kart track in Henrietta. How did that date go, Ben?
First off, she was super cool about everything. We had to replan the date, like, I don't know, somewhere between 5 to 10 times or something stupid like that.
Because you found out how expensive go-karting was?
No, I know how expensive go-karting was. It's just, I had bills I forgot about.
Okay.
This is what happened. She was very understanding about it, which was awesome. And so we wound up just grabbing McDonald's and going down to... Shut up, Tommy. Not everybody is living in Pittsburgh, okay? We sat down by a Ronicoy Bay and just talked for a few hours.
All right,
that's what serial killers do. And she was never heard from again.
Ben, did you get a second date?
We're working on it.
All right.
She's single and she has kids, and, you know, I'm single and have kids.
I get it.
It's just hard working out schedules. But,
So just to go back to our initial hypothesis, then, you are with Kimmy just because she's single, over 30, and gorgeous does not mean she's crazy.
You can still be unattractive and be mental.
All right, Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Put that on a t-shirt. Went down to the bay with a bag of McDonald's. Why don't you give me a little smooch, honey?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe crazy is the wrong word. Look, I see you ladies. I want to talk to you ladies. I want the other side here.
Okay.
You know, Kimmy is just angry at us. So she could be arguing for them. Crazy might be the wrong word to go with here.
Oh.
Because, like,
I'm saying red flag.
Yeah, well, no, crazy is a red flag. Because, like, you brought up, if we flip the script, you said, Kimmy, maybe he just likes being single, doesn't want to get things screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're single in their late 30s and good looking, are they career driven? Because that could get in the way of a
relationship. Career girl, yeah.
Are they too picky? Like a person.
Oh, you get the pickier you get, they say.
All right. And, I mean, they could also have something not standard going on that you'd just be waiting to see. Because, like, haven't we all been in a relationship at some point where, like, things are going really well, and then out of nowhere, they show you something about themselves or tell you something about themselves where it's just for
like
you.
Something in their past or...
Or present, or, whatever. Okay, for you, it's just too much to handle.
Yeah, the mask comes up, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at that as crazy.
No, it's but it's
something
just,
that you didn't see coming.
Exactly.
Don't know how to navigate.
Shocking.
I mean, it almost feels like, and Tommy, tell me again if I'm wrong, because you're the only one that's been older and single.
Mm.
The older you get, the more you would want to see the flaws right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they seem too good to be true, they usually are.
Yeah, and you're running out of time.
Yeah, right? Like, because when we first meet people, no matter what the age is, all we do is lie to each other's faces,
mm-hmm.
right? And you lie about all kinds of little things. Then a few months go by, and then the real you comes out, and you got to, like, start all over again with the relationship.
Yeah, here comes the surface.
So why not just, like, be straight up? Like, yeah, I'm a little bit crazy.
It would be nice if we did that.
Well, yeah, I'm crazy. Yeah. I'll make it with you a while.
I won't go. You go first.
Okay.
Do you also think, and I think this applies to a lot of people in their 30s, men may be looking for women slightly younger and women are looking for men slightly older.
Is that true?
So it's maybe a little more uncommon to find somebody your own age.
Okay.
At that age.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, guys are out looking for some firm tail.
So what are the girls looking for? Soft dong?
No, a
mature
ride.
Mature ride. Is that what you call? Is that what you call your soft dong? Soft and mature. Which is actually the name of the porn that Tommy was doing sound on earlier. 252-WCMF. The hypothesis is, if she's over 30, single and gorgeous, she's crazy.
Run.
Tommy and I, Kimmy, how dare you?
She's a good woman.
Let's talk to Denise. Hey, Denise, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Duff. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, you are a hockey dad, a girl hockey dad. I'm a girl's hockey mom.
Okay.
Didn't occur to you that maybe she's gay?
Okay. All right. No, I know she was married to a guy. You're right. You're right. Some people like to drive two cars, and she could have gone the other. I don't know. I don't know, Denise.
That's right. She might be playing for the other team.
It's very possible. But okay, let's say that's not the case. Let's say she is a straight woman interested only in men. She is single. Okay. She's over 30. Denise, is she crazy?
No, I think, what's the point? Why should she? Why? She's enjoying life. She's successful. She's gorgeous. She can have what she wants. Why does she need to be tied down to a man?
We're not tied down. Just going on a date doesn't mean you're tied down. Well, just to be interested.
Well, we're talking about commitment.
And in this girl's defense,
she's not dating.
Exactly.
She's
not married. She may be hanging out with people. All right, Denise, are you a single woman or are you spoken for?
I am a divorced woman. Happily divorced woman.
All right, so she's crazy. Denise is crazy.
Yeah, it was all his fault.
Man!
You know it was.
Don't do this, because now we're going to get a story from Denise that I don't want to hear. It's going to make me sad.
Oh, yeah. He was in jail, so...
Erica, see what you did?
So.
Yeah. All right, Denise, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 60-freaking-7.
Wow!
67?
Damn,
girl. You got a young voice for a 67.
Calm down over there. Hey, Denise.
Oh, and wait,
I'm sorry,
Duffy, I got to tell you something about that KC game.
Yeah, sure.
If there's a late penalty against KC, you better hightail it out of there, because those nice KC fans aren't going to be so nice.
All right. Thank you for the advice, Denise. I really appreciate it. Thank you. There goes sexy voice, 67-year-old.
I would never put her at 67.
No.
Yeah, no. No, I was falling in love with her as she was talking. Yeah. Not that I wouldn't love a 67-year-old. I'm going to stop. Going back to the initial story.
Yeah.
Right? It is a little bit weird as we, you know, kick off this thing with this girl we knew in middle school, my buddy, hanging out, pointing out that she's single now and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit weird to me that he didn't want to take any shot with this woman.
Yeah, I am surprised. Like, you could still go have some fun.
Figure it out later. What's the worst that happened?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, she shoots.
It doesn't work out.
Exactly.
You might have a little fun in the process.
Or she ignores your message or text, whatever.
But what do you got to lose? Nothing.
Yeah. And they're already familiar with each other. It's not like you're, like, walking out of the darkness. Like, we all grew up together.
Went for it.
Yeah. I could see wanting to avoid it, though, if this is somebody that you see or have the potential to run into occasionally, where it would be a little awkward.
I mean, both of us haven't seen this woman since we graduated high school.
Yeah, so go do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
So we have come to the conclusion we were right.
Yes.
Okay, great. You know, they say if you want the right answer, you go find somebody who's been through it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess with that theory, it all checks out.
Okay.
But we've seen over and over and over again that's not the case.
Oh.
And we need to stop asking people that live to very high ages,
mm-hmm.
what do you think got you here? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a woman, her name's Josie Romano. She lives downstate in a home, and she is celebrating her 100th birthday. And I got to give Josie credit, man. She looks phenomenal for 100 years.
She don't look scary.
No, she's getting around on her own. Like, if I had
like she's not on a walker?
No. It looks like she's just walking around.
Bam, that's impressive.
I would put her at 80 if you had to make me guess. So she's doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
And as usual, when they send the news out to these places to celebrate someone turning some ridiculous age, somebody takes a mic and goes, hey, what advice do you have for living to 100?
Yeah, where's the fountain of youth?
Well, she answered.
And what did she say?
Well, she told the news that three things got her here.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I love to eat, once in a while, a little drink when I feel good, and I love to dance.
Okay, so moving around,
staying
eating,
active,
and drinking.
Yeah, according to Josie, you will live to 100.
The simple things.
If you eat, drink a little, and dance like no one's watching. All right.
So Nelly was right.
No, I don't think that was Nelly.
Yeah.
What?
I thought you were supposed to be dancing in front of the mirror with naked.
Nobody said naked.
No, she naked by yourself.
What? Dancing.
Yeah. It's a Nelly song.
Are you naked by yourself dancing?
Yeah.
Getting hot in here is what he's doing.
Yes. I'm trying to get him to get to the lyrics.
Oh.
And I don't know how
I think my butt's getting big. I got the right song.
I know, but how does that apply to what that woman?
Well, dancing, moving around.
Checking your reflection and telling your best friend, like, girl, I think my butt's getting big. Mm. What does that have to do with what I just said?
It's a good song.
Going back to the story we started with, I'd like to make a proposal.
What's that?
Can we stop asking super old people what they did to live?
Well, I mean, it is relevant. I mean, they lived this long life, and they did some things that maybe helped them.
Okay, but here's why it's not relevant.
Why?
They never say exercise, sleep, lack of stress.
Mm-hmm.
The answers you get from these people are never the same.
Yeah.
And it feels like when you get answers from some of these people, it justifies people doing bad things thinking they're helping.
Well, that's the only reason
we listen. Coca-Cola every day.
Well, no, Kimmy, you'll talk to a 100-year-old guy who goes, I eat a pound of bacon every day since 1942. That's my secret to life.
Then for him.
Yes, 102-year-old woman next to him. Well, I'm drinking 3 Manhattans a day since 1964, and that's why I am where I am. And what they don't tell you in these stories is that these people also have two other siblings that live to like 97 and 95.
Yeah.
It's all genetics.
Yeah, it's in the genes.
I mean, you get that far,
Yes, like granted, yes, you could do things to derail the great genetics you have, but you're going to live to 100 because your body's going to allow you to live.
It was designed.
Yes, most people are not going to live to 100. And I don't think eating pounds of bacon every day is going to do anything but hurt you.
All
right. Right? This guy just, for some reason, has some super body where he can drink bacon grease and make it to 100 years old. It like makes my skin crawl every time they do these interviews.
But to your point, you're always looking to hear what you want to hear in these stories.
Yes.
I mean, Tommy's going
to
be that guy, right?
I hope he doesn't.
He's going to be living to 100, and he's going to say, hey, all you got to do is drink a glass of whiskey every day.
Listen to Nelly.
Girl, like hot, naked. Go. Well, look, in 7 years when he makes it to 100, we'll ask him.
And he's small, so he's going to go low.
Oh, he's definitely going low.
I'm small and I'm half Italian.
Yeah, he's got the genetics.
I mean, how old was your mother when she went?
So my mother was just shy of her 90th.
Okay.
My old man was 87, but they both never did anything healthy. Their health was not a concern.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Not like you.
I'm pretty healthy.
He's better.
I eat my raw stuff.
You do? Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I have my raw stuff all the time.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a nice raw bar. Stop by every once in a while.
Where's that?
We'll be over at your mama's house. All the clams you could eat.
You're pickled on the inside.
I don't. I have cut back on the drinking. I don't drink at work anymore.
Except for when you do.
No, the booze has been gone since they took away the cabinet.
Again, but I also had a job where you could do that, which helps with your stress.
Right, so I don't drink at work, and I don't drink it much during the week. I do get after it on the weekends.
The planet is not ready for a 100-year-old Tommy Mule. And by the way, Billy Joel, truer words never spoken, only the good die young. You know, the other thing, too, like when it comes to, because we all want to imagine living to 100.
For sure.
Right? But here's the problem.
I don't know how much fun it actually is.
And that's the problem. As we talk about this woman, Josie, she lives downstage, turned to 100. And they asked her, as they always do, you know, what's your secret? And she says, I love to eat. Every once in a while, have a drink. And I love to dance.
Yeah.
And these things are never relevant. I don't think being 100, with the exception of this woman who's in great shape, is any kind of fun.
No.
Your friends are dead.
Your family's gone.
Your family's dead. You can't really do any hobbies that look enjoyable.
No.
Right? You can't see, have a hard time hearing.
Right.
You don't taste anything,
mm-hmm.
which would actually help if I knew your mom. And Like what little joys in life do you find at that age?
I guess it's just seeing the sun come up, seeing, you know, being outside. Like, it would have to get down to the base, simple things of life. Like, being able to drink a cup of coffee in the morning and have dinner at night and watch your favorite TV show. I mean, your world gets so narrow and small at that point. Because, to your point, you're kind of a prisoner in your own body at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But does that simple life make life better?
I don't think so.
Okay, but you can't say that because you got 7 years to
But right. And every day you're just maybe grateful. You maybe makes you more grateful in life because you have made it this long.
So to your point, my old man, every time I would go down and see him, the first thing he would say, and he meant it as a joke, he goes, "I can't believe I'm still here." Because, you know, my old man smoked his whole life.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He drank his whole life. He had hypertension and he ate heavy Italian food. So he never really cared about his diet.
How many heart attacks did he have?
So he had a massive heart attack at 55. He had quadruple bypass surgery in 1970. Then after that, he had congenitive heart failure for the rest of his life. So at one point, he collapsed on a golf course.
Kimmy, by the way, back in that time, the quadruple bypass, they just put vacuum hoses in you.
Yeah.
There was a technology.
They would go down to Big Lots.
I mean, one thing you could also maybe you look forward to is you would know your potentially great-great-grandchildren.
If they come around.
I mean, yeah. But I think just, you know, being around to see them may be a lot for people.
Here's what my fear is. Let's say you live to 100. Mm-hmm. You're in a nice nursing home.
Sure.
You know, the one with the ice cream machine.
Oh, I want that ice cream machine so bad. Right?
I would be afraid when the great-grandkids come in and look at you. The expression on their face when they see you laying in bed would be like, I want to go home.
Well, but that's if you're laying in bed.
No, let's just say, you know, you're in a nice upright chair with a blanket over your creepy legs watching TV.
To Kimmy's point, we have two pictures hanging in my house, and we were very fortunate. My mother's grandmother, my great-grandmother made it to over 100, and my wife's grandmother made it to over 100.
This is both on your mom's side?
Oh, no, one on my mom's side and my mother's father's.
No, your wife's.
Yep. Your wife and your mother.
We got people over 100 on each side. And both of my kids' great-great-great-grandmothers got to hold them, and we have pictures of it.
Very cool.
So it is a beautiful, right? Now, I mean, on my mom's side, I don't really know my great-grandmother all that well, so I don't know how she felt about holding a half-Jamaican baby, but we have the picture.
Yes.
The picture exists, and it is like a beautiful moment. Like, it's two, three generations. They're all, you know what I mean? They're in contact with each other.
I think it depends on how selfish you are when you age.
Explain.
The more selfish you are, the harder it is for you to age.
Oh.
Because nature just starts taking things away from you.
Okay.
And you have no control over it. So my mother was not a selfish woman.
Gotcha.
So she aged.
Oh, no, you're right. She was very conscious.
Giving.
Oh, she
was. I mean, I think she gave and gave and gave.
Oh, boy, did she.
Do you have any examples?
Well, there's that time she gave up that ass all night long.
I got it.
That was her ass.
But my old man was super selfish, man. So he fought it, you know, tooth and nail.
Sure. But I mean, that also kind of feels like human nature, right?
Yeah, it
like
is. Especially for men. Like men, you know, you're not macho anymore. You're not the man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just you're just a shriveled up thing. You're basically like a raisin with a dong.
One of the worst books I had to read in high school.
A raisin with a dong.
252-WCMF. Pete's on CMF. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, you were talking about the nursing home and brought up a good story that I remember from when my son was born. So my great aunt went into a nursing home when she was like 92. She was driving and shoveling and mowing her lawn when she was like 89 years old.
Damn.
So, yeah. So we go in after my son was born. I think at this point she was 99, almost 100.
Damn.
Yeah, my grandma walked in with me and my wife. Sorry. And we walk into the room and I'm holding my son. My wife's right behind me. My grandma's walking up to my Aunt Margaret, and she's going, "Margaret, Margaret, wake up!" And I turned to my wife, and I looked at my wife, and I go, "I think Aunt Margaret's dead." She was just laying there, like, she was in a coffin, and it just, like, me and my wife were like, oh my God, what do we do? And it took my grandma like about 15 minutes to get my aunt up, and I'm like, I don't want to live that long if that's what life is like.
But then again,
well, she was sleeping good.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete, I get what you're saying, like, with the bodies that we're in right now and the way our minds work, that makes sense. But I would like to add, like, the 99-year-old woman who's about to get to 100 living that way, you want to go? Because I bet you they go, no, I like it the way it is right now.
I don't know. All I know is my mom says she wants to live till she's 100 so she gets a letter from the president.
All right, there you go.
Do you get a letter from the president?
Let's just go with it. Don't ruin Pete's mom's thing.
I didn't know that was a thing you got.
Doesn't have to be. She definitely get on the Smucker's jar on the news.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if they do that anymore.
Hey, who cares? How about a freak jar of jelly?
We'll get her made it to jelly.
Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. That age, you're going to need that jelly.
The White House greetings office will send a congratulatory message from the president to an individual celebrating their 100th birthday.
No kidding. Damn. It's probably not really signed by the president.
So you got family that probably got these.
I don't think, bro.
Plus your Jim Kelly letter. Quite an impressive lineup.
Both the Jim Kelly letter and the presidential letter was signed by his brother Dan. Dan Bush. Boy, no. You know what's funny, too? Like, you know, what? I was also fortunate enough with, like, with my mother. Whoops, let me try this again. With my wife's grandmother and with my great-grandmother, neither of them went into a home. So, like, her husband...
Wait, so they wrote it out independent.
Yeah, her husband lived until he was, like, 97. She went over 100. They stayed in. On my side, they lived in Dunkirk. They had this tiny little post-war home right on the water there. And it wasn't like... I mean, bro, if you ever walk through Dunkirk, it's like a... It's a walk back in time.
Oh, yeah.
Man. It is the 1950s all over again. Mm-hmm. And, like, he dug out his own basement. It's like one of those situations. Yeah. And I vividly remember being like 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. She's in her late 80s at that point, I would guess. She was cooking these meals for the entire family, like 20, 30 people.
That's impressive.
From scratch.
But that's what also probably kept her going was being on her feet, being lucid.
Serve me.
Yeah.
I mean, she also wasn't, she was a hefty woman.
Was she heavy set? She went that long.
Yeah. She's a hefty woman. Like one of those things where if you gave her a hug, she slowly absorbed you. You know what I'm saying?
So how long did she go fat?
I mean, she lost weight towards the end, but I don't think it was on purpose.
Well, yeah, but that's like God taking his money back.